Arizona. He's a they got pretty good group of guy. And I'm calling Eduardo for a while and asking him about the team, and he was the one to tell me that this team is really good. I played for Lobulo long time ago in Buffalo, so that made me feel good too about it.
Steve Gilbert?
Hey, it's Drupal. You've moved around positions quite a bit over the years. Just where are you most comfortable playing? I guess maybe third, first, and second. Is that right?
Yeah, the last few years I've been playing, I mean, around, like you say, but it's tough to pick one position right now. Any position the manager want me to play, I'm going to try my best. I'm playing a little bit. For first time, I'm playing first base last year, and feel really comfy, you know. I'm always say, to make out, you have to catch the ball no matter what position you play. And I'm enjoying it over there too last year. But like I say, whatever they need me, I'm going to be there and do my best.
You feel comfortable at second base, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm playing there my first year in Big League. After that, I'm playing with the Mets. With New York, I'm playing a couple years over there too. So, but you know, when you get older, the people say that you can play in the middle of the field. So, but I feel really confident in any of those three positions.
Jack Summers?
Hi, it's Drupal. Just curious, you know, you've had the opportunity, I guess, to attend spring training half the time in Florida and half the time in Arizona in your career. And I was just wondering, how do you compare the two, and which do you prefer if you have a preference?
You know what? I'm going to be honest. If I'm a rookie guy, I'm preferring Arizona because the travel is really short.
Mm-hmm.
But my last 5 years, I spent spring training in Florida. And when you got many years on Big League, you know, go to the road, you know. And that's the way I prefer Florida, because I live in Florida too, close to the spring training. But I mean, that don't make big deal for me. So you have to get ready for baseball no matter what.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Zach McKinnon.
Hey, as Drupal, I was just wondering if you had a chance to catch up with Josh Barfield. I know you guys go almost as far back as you go with Torrey.
Say again? I can hear you.
Can you repeat? I was wondering if you've had a chance to catch up with Josh Barfield, who's the farm director here, because I know you go way back with him to 2007, I think, right?
Yeah. I saw him yesterday. I got surprised that I saw him over here. I don't know if he was a coach over here too, but I mean, he's a really good guy, and we played together in Cleveland 2007 and 2008. We played over there, and we was talking a little bit about that. We make Lobulo make a joke over there with us, but I mean, he's the guy I'm play winning, and I'm really happy to see him over here.
Craig Fooey.
Yes, Drew. Just curious, how much your experience now is helping you with your longevity in the game?
Hey, I'm the player like to enjoy the game, have fun all the time. And what I hear from this club, they do the same thing too. So I'm going to keep in doing what I'm doing, try to help the young guy the more I can. I like to win. I love to win. I know we don't on top division, but I'm going to bring my energy every day to have the team to win.
Steve Gilbert?
What do you think about Ketel Marte as a player?
For the first time, I saw him hitting BP 3 days ago at Eduardo House. It was impressive. I mean, he's the guy who had the talent to be the superstar.
Any other questions? Jack Summers.
Yeah, there's a few other players from Venezuela on the roster, and I was just wondering if you knew any of those players as a young man growing up and coming up through the game, or have you had a chance to make friends with any of them prior to joining the Diamondbacks, such as Peralta or Escobar?
I know Escobar a little bit more. We takes a couple time off season. But every time when I saw those guys, when we play against them, we always talking. I learn about Eduardo all the time because I saw him in Minnesota a long time ago when I was with the Indians, and we always talking. And he's the guy I like where he are right now because he got the opportunity he not got in Minnesota, and he showed the people that he can play baseball. And Peralta, he was the guy. When I hear for first time about Peralta, he was a pitcher, and now it's not easy to move from pitcher to hit. You saw more players come to pitch, but I'm really happy for him because he do a really good job on the league.
Okay, thank you.
Did you know that he's scared of cats?
Yeah, I do. I know. And every time I saw the Peralta joking with him on the TV, I'm laughing.
All right, that's it for Dribble. We'll see
Thank you.
everybody tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck.